The Islamic holiday month of Ramadan is prime-time viewing for new TV shows in the Arab world. In Egypt, one new soap opera is stirring controversy. It's called The Jewish Quarter. While Egyptian media have a track record for stereotypical, negative portrayals of Jews, this show takes a different approach. NPR's Leila Fadel reports that it features a Muslim-Jewish love story. And we begin with the voice of one of the show's crew members setting up a scene.
This is the establishing shot to know where are they. And after that, we're going to the close-ups from upstairs.
That's Ahmed Kardos, director of photography, waiting for his actors to get in place so he can start filming another scene on location of the Ramadan series, Haret al-Yahud, or the Jewish Quarter. The director yells action and the acting begins. They're shooting in a desert location with a little bit of greenery that's supposed to look like Israel between 1948 and 1954. On set is a fake Israeli army base, surrounded by concertina wire and sandbags. Nearby is a fake Arab village, with cinder block homes and women in colorful flowing abayas. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan is prime time for soap operas in the Middle East. This one is a lot like the typical fare, a love story with a villain trying to steal the leading lady's man. There's prostitution, politics, and intrigue. But this one has a twist. The heroine of the show is a likable Jewish Egyptian woman named Leila. Mohammed Al-Adel is the director, and he's been dealing with criticism since the show was announced as a concept.
They were telling us, why would you make a series about Jews? It's forbidden, it's not nice to show them, it's not nice to talk about them.
But that's the point, he says, to break down Egyptian stereotypes of Jewish people. After the shooting wraps up for the day, Midhat Al-Adel edits the show in his Cairo office. He's the director's uncle, and he wrote the series. He's spending all his time editing, racing against the clock to finish before the end of the month. Adel thinks the timing is perfect for the show, given the current polarization in Egypt over politics and faith.
Now I feel this is the time to write about how to accept the other. I think we have to show the people how Egypt was, how it was a cosmopolitan country, can accept everyone, every religion, every nationality.
So he says he's reminding people of an Egypt that once had a thriving Jewish community of 80,000 or more. Now there are maybe less than 12, and the old synagogues in Cairo sit empty. Now the show is controversial for many reasons. First off, the Israeli embassy in Egypt praised it. Not exactly an endorsement that Adel wants. And then the embassy took the praise back after the first week of episodes aired, saying it portrays Israel as a brutal enemy. Adel is careful to distinguish between Judaism and Zionism, the movement established to create a Jewish homeland. The Jewish heroine Leila in his show is not a Zionist.
You will find the very nice Jewish, they are very Egyptian, they like Egypt very much, and you will find in the same family, one like Leila's brother.
Leila's brother is a Zionist and proving to be a villain on the show. The show depicts things rarely seen on Egyptian television, an ordinary Jewish family sitting down to Sabbath dinner and sharing concerns about the future of their country, Egypt. There's little doubt it's a more sympathetic depiction of Jews in a region where newspapers routinely run anti-Semitic political cartoons, and other TV shows depict Jews almost uniformly as evil. But some critics find the breaking of traditional molds unsettling. The heroine is a Jewish woman whose boyfriend is a Muslim in the Egyptian army fighting in the Arab-Israeli war. And not all Muslims are portrayed in a flattering light. On a local talk show, an Egyptian writer calls the show offensive. He says, an army officer is in love with a civilized Jewish girl and a Muslim girl is depicted as bad, insecure, and the daughter of a thug. Now, the writer of the series, Midhat Al-Adel, he says he's sick of all the talk.
I want to say to everyone, to the TV and the newspapers, and please let me enjoying my success.
The number one reason he made the show is to entertain people. And he says so far, it's the most popular show of the season. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.